With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, November 8th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegg. Coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we've got a Class 1A state quarterfinal for you. Third-ranked Hinton welcomes in Underwood, with the winner going to the Unidome. The Blackhawks trying to get back to Cedar Falls for the first time since 2012, and we'll have all the action for you with pregame coverage starting at 6:15. Kickoff will follow at 7 o'clock. Continuing the contest right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. And last night, the Remsen St. Mary's football team earned that right to play at the Unidome with a 61-20 win over Audubon in Remsen. The Hawks won their quarterfinal matchup for the sixth time in the last eight seasons, and this year it was because of their defense. The defense forced four turnovers in the form of three interceptions and a fumble to help them pull away in the first half. Keaton Harpinaw had two interceptions in that half and says he just made a read on the defense to make the plays.
I'd say just staying true to our keys. You know, you got to understand the tight ends. If they're standing straight up, you know something's up. And, you know, just understanding the keys and being where you need to be.
Head coach Tim Osterman says the preparation of his defensive players helps make them successful.
It talks about the preparation. Like, Keaton's just, he's had such a fantastic year. I think he might be leading the state now, an eight player with 10 interceptions. And BK comes off of a coverage and makes another play. We get a fumble. You know, so much of that, I think, especially right now, just gets teams going downhill. And it's just something that they hadn't seen. They hadn't turned the ball over quite like that and had a team that can run right back at them. And so I think that makes a big difference.
And once the Hawks got the ball back on offense, they knew what to do with it. Remsen St. Mary's moved the ball for 360 yards of offense with 270 coming on the ground. Quarterback Landon Waldschmidt ran for 128 yards and two touchdowns to lead the Hawks. He says the work done in the weight room helps make him a tough player to bring down.
We grind in there all year long, in season, out of season. We're always in there. It's hard when you're going up against pretty big guys. It's hard to tackle. It's a little bit intimidating. So, yeah, we just want to run hard and just get as big as we can.
Harpinaw also ran for 34 yards and a touchdown in the win. He says the offensive linemen make everything happen.
Well, our linemen, I got to give them credit. Give them all the credit. You know, they bust their butts for us, and we get the glory for it, but they should be the ones deserving it.
The Hawk passing attack ended up being pretty efficient as well. Waldschmidt went 6 of 9 through the air for 90 yards, 4 touchdowns, and he did throw an interception to end the first half. But Waldschmidt says being good on the ground helped open up the air attack.
They had to prepare for the run game quite a bit, so the pass game opened up really well. And I got so many threats out there, it's hard to guard all of them. It really is. They run the right routes. They ran routes really well, and they get open for me. It's easy when they're open.
That entire formula led to the Hawks being up 46-6 at the halftime break, and it can be tough for the Hawks to come out of the locker room energized to finish the game strong. Coach Osterman says they fell victim to that at times this year, and he wanted to make sure they could finish things strong in this one.
We made an emphasis of that at halftime because we've come out in several games this year having a very similar lead, and all of a sudden we're just like, whatever, in the running clock. And so we kind of made a point just to say, hey, we're going to come out, let's just put our foot on the gas and let's go. So start out with a great defensive possession, great offensive possession. Then you have to start making some decisions on, okay, well, who should be out here, who shouldn't be.
And ever since last year's loss to Bishop Garrigan in the second round of the playoffs, the Hawks have been hungry to get the program back to Cedar Falls. Waldschmidt says his guys were motivated to put an end to this season on their terms.
Obviously, we didn't make it last year, so it was hard on us. We just want to finish it the right way. We want to finish in the last game. We want to go out winning.
And the Hawks now have to get prepped for the Unidome, which is something they haven't had to do in a couple of years now. Coach Osterman says getting indoors in some warm conditions will be crucial to prepare the guys for what the Dome feels like during a game.
Our number one thing is going to be that we're going to go get some time at Northwestern. We're going to get into the heat. We might put some sweatshirts on because you sweat a lot up there. You lose a lot of water, so we're going to have to drink a lot of water. We're going to have to be prepared for that situation. And then after that, the preparation's pretty much normal. Yep. But, yeah, so we'll try to get some opportunities up there at Northwestern, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Remsen St. Mary's will also get a second crack at Bishop Garrigan in the state semifinal round. Kickoff will be at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning next week. You'll be able to listen to the contest on KLEM with coverage beginning at 9:30. Again, the final score, Remsen St. Mary's beats Audubon 61-20. Some of the stats, Landon Waldschmidt, 13 carries for 128 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also went 6 of 9 through the air for 90 yards and 4 touchdown passes. Colin Holman had 3 catches for 41 yards and 2 touchdowns. Brady Worth had a 30-yard touchdown reception, and Braxton Knipe caught a 23-yard touchdown completion as well. Keaton Harpenaugh had 8 carries for 34 yards. Braxton Knipe, 3 carries for 72 yards. Both of them had touchdowns. And it was Dalton Klein coming in garbage time. He had 9 carries for 36 yards and a touchdown. The Hawks 11-0, and Audubon's run at the state semifinal round. Also in Class A player state quarterfinal action, it was top-ranked Lennox defeating Montezuma 62-20. Second-ranked Bishop Garrigan, the defending champs, they take down 10th-ranked Edgewood Colesburg 51-36, and this was a thriller in Gilbertville. 5th-ranked Gladbrook Rhinebeck, they hang on, defeat 3rd-ranked Don Bosco in double overtime, 34-33. So again, the semifinal matchups, it'll be Lennox against Gladbrook Rhinebeck, and Bishop Garrigan will take on Remsen St. Mary's at the Unidome on Wednesday. Also yesterday, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Volleyball State Tournament had its championship matches in all 5 classes. Let's take a look at those scores for you. In Class 1A, it was top-ranked and 2-time defending champ Ankeny Christian. Can make that 3-time defending champs. The Eagles sweep away BCLUW 3-0 in a pretty dominant showing at that. Class 2A state title match, it was top-seeded Denver winning their first ever title with a 3-0 win over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. In Class 3A action, the Mount Vernon Mustangs, they end Western Christian's run of 2 straight titles. The Mustangs win it 3-0. In Class 4A, a champion will be coming back to the Missouri River Activities Conference. Second-ranked Bishop Heelan gets a 3-0 win over the Pella Dutch, and the Crusaders win the 4A state championship. Finally, in Class 5A, Pleasant Valley dethrones the defending champs. The Spartans defeat Waukee Northwest 3-1. Those volleyball and postseason football scores, they can be found, of course, on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Well, we take a look now at the sports schedule for today, and while the 8-player football quarterfinals took place yesterday, everybody else is playing tonight with Class A through Class 5A. Let's take a look at all the matchups. First in Class A, quarterfinal action, Woodbury Central is at West Hancock. It's Tri-Center at ACGC. Maquoketa Valley is at St. Ansgar, and Madrid is at Lisbon. Of course, in Class 1A, big contest in Plymouth County. The Hinton football team will be looking to return to the Unidome for the first time since 2012 when they host Underwood tonight. The Eagles come in with a record just above 500 at 6-4, but Hinton head coach Kadrian Hardison is not looking at that record when figuring out how good the Eagles are.
There's a lot of good football that they've played, and that's really helped them here as the year has progressed. It's kind of made them a seasoned veteran team. You know, they were young to start the year, but through those trials by fire, they really grew up, and I think they're playing their best football right now.
On the defensive side, it'll be tough for the Blackhawks to move the football against the Eagles. That's because the Underwood defense is very athletic and quick to the ball.
They're predicated on speed. Their whole program is predicated on speed. They've bought into that philosophy over the years, and their kids have bought in as well. So you turn on the tape, and you start watching their defense, and you just see 11 jerseys fly into the football. There's a lot of blue hats getting to that ball. They play with exceptional tempo, exceptional effort, exceptional speed, and they are all going to rally to the football. There's a passionate defense. You know, I think they really thrive off of big plays and off of TFLs.
On the offensive side, the Eagles average nearly 30 points per game and over 300 yards of total offense per game. They get a lot of those yards and points with a quarterback who can run and throw in Garrett Lutt. Coach Hardison says he does many things well.
They keep life simple. You know, their running schemes are simple, but they run them very, very, very well. And then they've got a guy in the backfield at quarterback. You know, he's a Division I athlete for a reason. He's all of 6'2", 215, and when he wants to, he'll put his shoulders down and run through you. And when he wants to, he'll sling the ball 50 yards downfield and anywhere in between. So very, very talented kid. And he's got a lot of receivers on the outside he likes to throw to.
Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock tonight. You can catch the game here on KLEM with coverage starting at 6:15 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. Also in Class 1A quarterfinal action, Sumner Fredericksburg is at Grundy Center, South Hardin at Dyke New Hartford, and Wilton is at Iowa City Regina. In Class 2A quarterfinal action, West Lyon hosts Kemper Catholic. Spirit Lake takes on North Fayette Valley at home. It's Mid Prairie at PCM, and Anamosa is at Van Meter. Over to Class 3A, Sergeant Bluff Luton hosts Nevada. It's Humboldt hosting Solon. Independence is at Waller Catholic, and Mount Vernon is at Algona. Over to Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier's at North Polk. It's North Scott at Decorah. Gilbert is at Pella, and ADM is at Lewis Central. Finally, in Class 5A, Ankeny is at Iowa City Liberty. It's Ankeny Centennial at Dowling Catholic. Iowa City West at Southeast Polk, and Johnston is at West Des Moines Valley. You can check out scores from all of the playoff football games later on tonight on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage in the drop-down menu, click on Sports, Scores, and Results. And don't forget to tune in tonight to high school football. Hinton takes on Underwood. Our coverage starts at 6:15. You can catch it all right here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.